This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. military's combat mission in Iraq will conclude by the end of the year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains what that means for the approximately 2,500 troops still there. And he also says that the announcement comes on the heels of Biden's decision to withdraw fully from Afghanistan nearly 20 years after the U.S. launched the war in response to the September 11th attacks that occurred in 2001. South Korea says that the leaders of the North and South have agreed to restore suspended communication channels and improve ties. The presidential office in Seoul says that Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reached such an agreement during several rounds of exchanges of letters since April. The Blue House says the two Koreas tested their communication channel Tuesday morning. The development comes amid more than 2 years of a stalemate in U.S.-led diplomacy aimed at stripping North Korea of its nuclear weapons. California and New York City have announced that they will require all government employees to get the coronavirus vaccine or face weekly COVID-19 testing. The Department of Veterans Affairs on Monday became the first major federal agency to require healthcare workers to receive the shot. Meanwhile, in a possible sign, increasingly dire health warnings are getting through to more Americans. Vaccination rates began to creep up over this past weekend. More at VOAnews.com.